Ireland's EU Commissioner Phil Hogan has said that British consumers will expect the UK to sign up to the EU's labour, environmental and food standards as part of a free trade agreement for which he will be the chief negotiator next year. Giving an upbeat prediction of how quickly the trade negotiations could be concluded, Mr Hogan, the EU Trade Commissioner designate, said the EU will be ready to go before St Patrick's Day next year, but that the UK would have to decide early on in the process which EU rules it's prepared to sign up to. Phil Hogan was speaking to our Europe editor Tony Connolly in Brussels last night.
The United Kingdom are members of the European Union. They've been part of the trade framework for the last 45 years, so we're not starting from scratch. So they have to decide which regulations they want to stay in or to remove themselves from under the negotiations that will happen between the EU and the UK. But also in the document that was published on the future relationship, there are many policy issues already agreed, such as the level playing field in relation to environment and labour laws and standards, such as, many of these issues could have been difficult were it not for the fact that they were included as part of the agreement under phase one. I would say the majority of the regulations that are there at the moment won't cause any difficulty for the consumers, our workers, or people involved in environmental or agriculture, if they want to have the highest possible standards. And I think that's the key issue, standards. And I think that the British public will demand and expect that their government will sign on to the European Union standards, because we're the highest standards in the world.
EU Commissioner Phil Hogan speaking there to Tony Connolly, who joins us now from Brussels. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Brian.
How significant is what Phil Hogan has been saying?
I think this is significant, Brian. He's obviously being quite circumspect because, first of all, he's only the Commissioner for Trade designate. He doesn't formally take up the role until the whole Commission is sworn in, and that hasn't happened yet. And obviously he doesn't want to interfere in the general election in the UK. But what he is saying is that the pressure for the UK post-Brexit to sign up to the EU's regulatory sphere or regulatory orbit, he thinks will come from British consumers. So rather than make this a political judgment by Boris Johnson, if he is elected as the new leader if the Conservative Party win the election, he's kind of saying that British consumers themselves would take up this issue, and that would mean it would be politically possible for Boris Johnson, wins the election, for him to follow that path. Now, of course, this flies in the face of what Boris Johnson has been saying and what Tory Eurosceptics have been saying, that post-Brexit they don't want anything really to do with the EU's regulatory sphere. They want to be completely arm's length, pursuing their own free trade agreements around the world. But here, Phil Hogan seems to be suggesting that because the UK has been part of the EU's regulatory framework for 45 years, then it shouldn't be that much of a stretch for the UK to maintain some kind of regulatory alignment, if you like, with the EU. But of course, there's a lot of questions about how politically that possible that would be for Boris Johnson.
And also, it is something that would have to be negotiated. Presumably, it would be potentially a central issue in the negotiations. How much of an issue is it likely to be for both sides?
Well, there's a fundamental trade-off, Brian, between the access that you get to the single market and the extent to which, as a third country, you're prepared to be bound by the rules of that single market. And this has always been at the core of Brexit, the idea that Britain could leave the European Union but still have frictionless trade with the European single market has always been challenged by the EU, saying that you can't enjoy that kind of access unless you're prepared to sign up to EU rules and be subject to the enforcement procedures of the European Court of Justice and the monitoring of the European Commission and so on. Phil Hogan seems to be suggesting that the UK could perhaps decide early on in the process that they would be bound by certain regulations in certain spheres, and that there might be other spheres of regulations that they would want to be not part of.
Just finally, briefly, Tony, you also asked Phil Hogan about how confident he was that a deal could be concluded relatively quickly.
Yes, I mean, the question has been raised in the general election debate in the UK about how quickly a free trade agreement could be struck. And this is important because if the free trade agreement isn't ready by the end of next year, then the transition lapses and there is then a no deal situation. And Boris Johnson, if he's the new Prime Minister, will have to decide by July if he does want to extend the transition beyond the end of the year. But Phil Hogan, when I asked him, was suggesting that things could happen fairly quickly because the European Commission has already been doing quite a lot of preparation. Here's what he had to say.
I would say there'll be a significant amount of progress made because we'll be ready to go in the springtime. The Council have to give us a mandate. All of the various details around that can be achieved very quickly. We can get into negotiations before Patrick's Day if there is political goodwill on the part of the United Kingdom. And we're ready to go. And let's see how far we can get. But there's also provision in the agreement to extend by 6 months the transitional period if that's necessary. And I don't think that small period of time will be a problem for either side if we see that we're making substantial progress.
Phil Hogan, earlier you heard our correspondent, Tony Connolly.